Today we are confronted with this most fascinating event in the early life of Jesus, this visit from the Magi, from the wise men from the East. This day has got a lot of historical significance to it, but in the Roman Church, that is what we celebrate today primarily. And while we don't know exactly where these men began their journey, we do know something much more important. We know why they began their journey. They beheld this wondrous event of a new star rising. These learned men, well versed in the way of the stars, they came to one inescapable conclusion when they witnessed these events in the heavens. A new king had been born, and they must go to see him. We don't really know the exact events that they saw in the sky that led them to this conclusion. In fact, the best historical source we have of the events, which is the gospel we read today, doesn't specify. And so whether it was this natural gift that anyone on earth could have seen, or whether it was a supernatural gift from God to just these men, it doesn't really change what happened. These men had an encounter with something that changed their lives, and it drove them to go on a great journey and pay homage to one who they believed to be a newborn king with power over heaven and earth. And so, imagine the surprise that these learned men might have had when months, if not years later into their journey, they finally arrive at this poor and humble home of Joseph and Mary and their young child, Jesus. Nevertheless, these men had faith in what they had experienced, and they completed their pilgrimage by meeting the newborn king, worshiping him and paying him homage, and giving him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. If you wonder what frankincense and myrrh smells like, that's what the room smells like right now. That's what we're burning today. These gifts have deep meaning in the scripture. In our Old Testament reading, we hear that gold and frankincense are poured out in praise of the Lord for the light and the glory that he brings to all the earth. And frankincense and myrrh are mentioned together in the Song of Songs, which is a wedding song. And it reminds us that the divine and the human are married together in the person of Jesus Christ. And that makes it possible for him to save all of humanity from the plague of sin and the final manifestation and the worst of this contagion, which is death. It can be very easy to get caught up in fascinating things about the symbolism of these gifts or of anything about this day. But I wonder, did the Magi know the scriptural and theological significance of these gifts? Something tells me they might not have, seeing as they weren't Jewish. But each of these three gifts were extremely valuable, even without the prophecies and the scriptures behind them, without the symbolism we now recognize in them. Their expense and their medicinal properties made them gifts fit for a king. And so instead of getting our heads caught up in the clouds like those scholars did that we heard about in the gospel today, who heard about a new Messiah and then decided we'll sit on our thumbs and let the Magi figure this out, instead of this is our Jewish Messiah, we should go see him. Instead of getting our heads caught up in the clouds like they did, let's look at the core of this event. These men encountered something in their lives, an event that was unmistakable and demanded a response. They took their significant resources and procured extremely valuable gifts that you would only give together to a king. And they went on a great journey to meet this person at the source of it all. And when they met him, they worshiped him, and their lives were changed. And they went home another way, as the first Gentiles to bring the good news to the rest of the world. Today, we can often get caught up in our thoughts and in our theories, in idealism about how the world should be. We can perhaps be brought to the brink of faith through these things. But we can never reason or think ourselves or anyone else into faith, because faith at its core begins with an encounter with a person, with an encounter with Jesus Christ. Some unmistakable event which looks a little bit different for everyone that demands a response in our lives. Pope Benedict wrote in Deus Caritas Est that being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. And so in these magi, these well-learned men, these scholars of the skies from the East, they dropped everything to respond to this encounter, to this event that they had borne witness to. They pursued it until they met the person, Jesus, who was at the source and the center of this encounter. And when they left him, they had a new and decisive direction for all of their lives. Today we celebrate and join the Magi in their adoration of the Christ child. Today, instead of falling into those traps of intellectual and idealistic preoccupations, instead, let us encounter Jesus Christ as he works to transform our lives and to move our hearts in a new direction. Because everyone in this room has in some way already encountered the good news of Jesus Christ and has in some way been saved by it. Today, let us follow in the footsteps of those magi and bring that witness of how Jesus Christ has saved me. Bring that witness to all of the world.